You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. It's a $1 million effort to help kids read. It's the Emerson Early Literary Challenge, funded by St. Louis-based Emerson and operated by the Opportunity Trust. Dr. Brandy Chin is partner of quality schools at the Opportunity Trust and joins us this morning to tell us more news going on with this endeavor. Dr. Chin, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So first off, just explain, what is the Emerson Early Literary Challenge and the Opportunity Trust role in that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Opportunity Trust, we're a St. Louis-based nonprofit working to ensure that every student, regardless of their background, has access to a high-quality public education that prepares them for success in life. And as a city here in St. Louis, we've been working together to ensure that more kids become strong readers. So this challenge builds on efforts like the NAACP's Right to Read campaign and Missouri Senate Bill 681. And this bill requires schools to use evidence-based reading instruction methods. And so with that, Emerson has invested $1 million for a second year to keep the Emerson Literacy Challenge going. We're really excited about it. This program gives schools training, resources, and expert coaching to help more children read well by third grade. These schools will show strong reading practices and can grow across the city in helping all students succeed. So that's what the challenge is about and our role in it.
Give us a picture of, like, boots on the ground, how this actually works in the schools.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially what we would be doing is students, the schools would be getting training. And when I say schools, who's eligible for the challenge? So we're looking for 4 public schools for this year's challenge. They can be either a traditional district or a public charter in St. Louis City or the county. So they'll be selected to participate in a 2-year immersive learning experience. And so they'll receive a $5,000 planning grant and a $200,000 implementation grant and year-round access to experts, and coaching. And so what this will look like is that each school will, they'll have a literacy team that will help them put together, and then we'll connect them with the latest research, best practices in literacy instruction, really aiming to bridge the gap between the science of reading research that's really popular right now and practical implementation, providing them with opportunities and tools. They'll get to do a school visit to see a high-performing school that's making gains in literacy. So that's what it'll look like through this sort of 10-year immersive experience with high-quality coaching and professional development and boots on the ground. Like, folks, it's not just sit in a room and get PD. Folks will be on the ground, hip-to-hip, working, visiting their schools. They'll get to visit other schools to see these practices come to life.
Now, I know in reading through some of the literature on this, it's for third grade. Why third grade specifically?
Yeah, so reading well by the end of third grade is a key milestone. So kids who aren't proficient by then, the data and research is clear that they are more likely to struggle in school and more likely to drop out of school. So it is a critical, critical year. And early reading skills affect all future learning and even their life opportunities. And so when we look at Senate Bill 681, the literacy law, and the National Science of Reading movement, it really shows how important these practices are to ensure that kids can read by the third grade.
I know this is the second cohort. What can you say you learned maybe from the first cohort doing this?
Yeah, so we work with 4 different schools, Atlas Public Schools, Barbara C. Jordan out in U-City, Premier Charter Schools, and then Common Lane Primary over in Ferguson of Florescent. And so we saw that firsthand immersive experience, sustained learning, professional development paired with that real implementation support. So it's not just about helping them make a plan, it's helping them along the way. And so we saw shifts in school practice and culture, even in their budgets and how they're allocating funds toward reading efforts. We saw, this was really fun to see, we saw a lot of collaboration, not just within the schools themselves, but across the different schools working together to learn not only from each other, but also the national experts that come with this program. And so the feedback from the first cohort was really that it was valuable. They appreciated the time, the structure, the funding, and they said that it really pushed their thinking. It gave them new tools. It provided them with a framework that was really important that they could learn, not just in the program, but to apply for years to come.
If we don't start focusing on this more for kids in this region, you know, what's going to happen if they don't reach that reading proficiency that they need to hit?
Oh, gosh. It's critical to our success as a region, right? If we think about the importance that education has on the economy in St. Louis, on the kids and families, it is critical. If we don't do this, we're going to be in trouble. Like, kids aren't going to have opportunities. This impacts job growth. I mean, this impacts almost every indicator. It is so important that we as a city, as a state, really double down on reading, particularly early literacy. It couldn't be more important right now.
Now, I know you're taking applications for the second cohort. They're open through September 5th. You've got a couple of opportunities coming up, one this week. Tell us just a little bit about those.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyone who's interested, school or district leaders, we're hosting two virtual information sessions. So the first one is on Thursday, August 14th at 11 o'clock. And then the second one is on Friday, August 22nd at 11:15. And yeah, so coming to the information session would be really helpful. If anybody wants to know anything else about the challenge or access to the information sessions, they can go to the website, which is EmersonLiteracyChallenge.org.
Dr. Chin, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Awesome. You too. Thanks so much.
That is Dr. Brandy Chin, partner of Quality Schools at the Opportunity Trust.